Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC AM and FM and on the web at WNYC.org. I'm Andrea Bernstein, filling in today for Brian. Football season has just kicked off, but not without some controversy. Azteca TV reporter Inez Sáenz says she was harassed on the field and in the Jets' locker room when she visited their practice facility to work on a story last weekend. Since there's been a public apology from the NFL, it's all sparked a revival of the debate around women in their roles as sports reporters and if they should be allowed in men's locker rooms. With us now to talk about life as a female sports reporter is Newsday columnist Barbara Barker, who spent years covering the Jets and Knicks and therefore a lot of time in those locker rooms. Barbara, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Andrea. How are you today?
So tell us what that experience is like. You're a young female reporter, and you're entering the locker room because you want to report on the end of the game.
Well, I will tell you what it was like when I was young. I was the first woman to cover the Jets as a beat reporter. This is a long time ago. And back then, it was in the 90s, I would walk in the locker room, and I was the only woman in there. Today, the situation is about 35% of the people, reporters in there, are women. So it's completely different. So it's kind of surprising that this has come up again. Back when I did it, it was a very difficult time. I used to actually, about the second time before I went in, I used to go to the bathroom, the women's room, which was like my private office since there were no men in the press box. And I would have to, like, psych myself up for the experience because it was scary.
So tell us, what did it feel like?
If you're the only person in a room with a bunch of naked men and you're the only woman, it can be a little scary. But after a couple, times, it wasn't that bad. Most of the time, people, put on towels. When they didn't, you just went ahead and interviewed them. And I was in there to do a job, and a job that I, loved and wanted to do, and for historical reasons, took place in a locker room.
So what, in this incident, what happened, or what does Inez Sáenz say that she experienced?
Well, I want to make it clear that I was not there when this happened, so I only know what I've read about and heard about. But she came into the locker room, and I'm not sure about what happened on the sidelines, but I think there were some people in the locker room that made comments. I don't know exactly what the comments were. I think she was made uncomfortable. I think she did tweet that she was embarrassed. I don't know if that's quite the word. And I think some other people that were in the locker room were also uncomfortable by what was going on, and it kind of came to light that way.
So given your experience in men's locker rooms, how does it sound? Like, does this sound plausible to you? Does it sound credible?
I mean, I'm a little surprised that it's happened today because there are, the generation of players that we're dealing with have been used to this. Women have been in the locker room their entire lives. I mean, since the late 70s, early 80s is when legally they gained the right to be in the locker room, and it really started being enforced in the late 80s. It's a policy of all the leagues. So, and they're just used to it. There's women. It's not just women in the locker rooms. We got to be clear, it's filled with television cameras, and we also have to be clear that this is not a place where you're forced to get dressed. It's not the locker room at your health club. You're not forced to be dressed or be naked in front of television cameras and people of the opposite sex. There's many people that get dressed in the other room. Really what it is a place of business, all right? So, and that's what it's become. I mean, it is filled with reporters. And, so it's just a different environment. So I'm very surprised that today that this would happen.
Listeners, we want to hear from you on this. What's your reaction to the story? Sports fans, what have you noticed about female reporters over the years and how they're treated? Are there any female listeners who feel they work in a profession that is still part of a man's world? How do you navigate it? And are you careful about how you dress? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or leave us a comment on the website. Go to WNYC.org. click on The Brian Lehrer Show. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer, speaking with Newsday columnist Barbara Barbara Barker of Newsday. And we're talking about the incident in the Jets locker room. Let's take a call from Alex from Queens. Hi, Alex. You're on WNYC.
Yes, hello. My question one is the actual logistics of the locker room in terms of, who's there, where people are changing, because there is some privacy issues. And two, have you heard of any issues about male reporters in female locker rooms? Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Excellent question, Alex. Well, the logistics are that everyone has a locker and goes around the room. Many people come in and will get their things and go into another room and change, then come back out. Many people will change right there at their locker. So as far as those kind of logistics, the players are told there is a media interview period. It is generally lasts, I think in the NFL, it's half an hour after a practice. During that half an hour, the media is in there. So everyone is aware this is going on. When it goes on, the second question is, gets asked quite a bit, about what happens in women's sports. And the only really comparable one is the WNBA, which allows, reporters, both men and women, come in after the cooling down session, which also happens in the NBA. Players are allowed, 10 minute, but it's usually 20 minute time after a game to do what they need to do, and then the locker room is open. So it's open to both sports. Other things like tennis, it's shut to, there are sports where it is shut to male and female reporters. The general rule is if you open it up, you open it to everybody, no matter what their color is, their sex is, as long as they have a press credential.
Barbara, I'm wondering about this, though, because you say, okay, well, there's a period where people can get dressed in private.
Yeah.
So why are they getting dressed and being naked in front of reporters at all?
Well, I mean, it's just traditional. It's their home, and it's slightly strange, I will admit. But that is just, it is their locker room. Some people, a lot of people will just have a towel on. Or, it's very rarely that, that people are walking around naked, but it is a locker room, and, some people choose to do that. Also, Andrea, people feel different ways about, have different levels of modesty concerns, I suppose.
Now, what about the NFL's reaction? I mean, does the NFL's reaction suggest any evolution since, those first days when you were the only woman there?
Well, I think it suggests a lot of, the NFL itself has been pretty good. I mean, it has been fantastic now. I would say what is a big difference is the Jets owner's reaction. In 1991, when Lisa Olson had an incident with the Patriots, she ended up suing the owner. The owner, slandered her several times and got very involved, saying she shouldn't be in there. And now you don't have that. I think things have very much evolved. I think the NFL I think the NFL is a lot better now, too. I think the NFL could have done a lot more, too, in the early 90s when that happened. So I think it has evolved, yes.
And let's listen to a clip. This is Washington Redskins running back Clinton Portis, and he was speaking on the fans, the Mike Wise Show this week.
You put women reporters in the locker room in position to see guys walking around naked, and you sit in the locker room with 53 guys, and all of a sudden you see a nice woman in the locker room. I think men gonna tend to turn and look and want to say something to that woman. I think for the woman, I think they make it so much you can't interact, and you can't be involved with athletes. You can't talk to these guys. You can't interact with these guys. And I mean, you put a woman and you give her a choice of 53 athletes. Somebody got to be appealing to her.
All right. Barbara Barker, Newsday sports columnist. Can we get your reaction to that?
Well, not everybody has evolved, I would say. Everybody is allowed to have their personal opinion. I think most people that are being covered by women, end up having, know that they are in there as reporters. Everyone's allowed to have, a different opinion, and that happens to be his.
All right. And there's been a lot of talk, and we've got a lot of callers who are talking about what Inez Sainz was wearing that day.
Yes.
Jay from Bergen County. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
I just got to say that it's the way a woman carries herself. I mean, if she went in there wearing a suit like most female reporters do, it wouldn't even be an issue. But she wearing it wearing hot pants. I mean, if you saw her outfit, I mean, I'm sure it was a shock for the guys in the locker room seeing somebody come in there dressed like that. I'm sure it was uncomfortable for them to see something like that, you know, especially if they're walking around nude. I mean,
now is that true? That was she wearing? I thought that she was wearing jeans.
Did you see those jeans? They were like liquid jeans. I don't know what the heck. Where did you buy jeans like that from? You know, take a look at that picture. It was pretty insane.
All right, Barbara Barker. What about what she was wearing? We have about five calls on the lines about that.
Okay. Well, I do think that there's been a lot made out of that. I don't really think it matters what she's wearing because she was a credentialed reporter. All right, but this was years ago, always dressed very modestly. But the discussion is, you know, she is a reporter. The NFL employs sideline reporters where now sex and sex appeal is being used to sell the product. And the station she works for, that's part of what her job is to be physically attractive. Now, we can debate whether sex should be selling football. I mean, that's a different debate rather than a woman when she's dressed the way she's supposed to be dressed for her job, and the NFL employs people that are also dressed in tight jeans. We can debate whether that's a good thing, but we can't debate whether she deserved to be harassed because she was dressed.
Well, not to mention what the football players themselves are wearing. I mean, their pants are kind of tight, too. Right? I mean, that is the uniform. That's what you're saying, right? That's her uniform, and they have their uniform. But if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that doesn't give an excuse for a certain set of interactions.
I never thought about what the football players are wearing, but, I mean, what she's wearing does not – she's in there as a credentialed reporter.
Do you think that the solution to this is just not opening up locker rooms at all?
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Andrea, because early in my career, I would have certainly wanted to say that it caused me a great deal of personal angst. It was very difficult. However, how can I be a reporter and argue for less access? And I'm a reporter first before I mean, that's my job. I'm paid for access. So why would I ever want to ask for less of it?
All right, let's take a quick call. Carlos from Howard Beach. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carlos. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to comment on the guy that said something about the liquid pants. I think it's irrelevant what the woman was wearing. I think it's sexist to even say that. And I had a question. Are men reporters allowed in women's locker rooms?
Yeah, we actually had that question before, and the answer to that question is yes. Although, Barbara Barker, have you been in the WNBA locker room? I mean, are the women naked? And
yes. You know what? I have seen... They're generally wearing bathrobes, all right? But they would, if they wanted to be naked, they could be naked. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen anybody naked. I mean, I've interviewed people wearing bathrobes, but not, or again, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've interviewed anyone naked, but I haven't been as many WNBA as NBA. So.
And have you interviewed anybody naked in an NFL locker room?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, that is, I guess, their uniform is being naked during interviews, although I presume not in front of the cameras. Any final words on where this is going for female sports reporters?
You know, I think this is, it's interesting because I think that as a female sports reporter, you kind of forget. I used to be on a panel that talked about female sports writers, and I said to the person, I was thinking to one of the people that ran it, that, you know, we really don't need this anymore. It's not an issue. And then this pops up again, so maybe I was wrong. But I think, you know, it's really sort of died down. There's so many women in the business. I'd say, you know, I mean... 20% maybe, you know, people are women, and people are used to having women, you know, with powerful jobs around them.
We need to leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Andrea,
Barbara
thank
Barker.
You. Nice talking to you.
Barbara Barker from Newsday. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to everyone who called, and we will continue this conversation online on the Brian Lehrer page at WNYC.org. Thanks, everyone.